On this episode of the Powers Point Podcast, it's that time of year. It's WrestleMania time. Scott and I give you our predictions for this weekend's grand event. Hey, Scott, hit our entrance music.
It is that time of season. We are WrestleMania. And you know, it's something to get pumped up about. It only comes once a year. Well, now twice a year because it is a two-day event now.
It's so big they have to have a weekend.
Right. Now, a whole weekend because it kicks off Andre the Giant Battle Royal. The winner of the match gets this huge Andre the Giant trophy, even though I doubt that all the winners, previous winners, actually get to take the trophy home because it looks the same every year.
Well, with the 3D printers, maybe they can make one.
That's a hell of a 3D print. I guess they make houses now, so
yeah.
What's a trophy? Jim,
yeah.
They say that this WrestleMania is the biggest one of all times. Lots of great matches. All the belts are on the line.
It's WrestleMania 40. Can you believe it?
I can't, man. I remember watching it on at the Holiday Star for the very first one. They used to have satellite TV, and you just go to the auditorium, and you watch on the big screen.
Or they used to have by WrestleMania, too, they had cheater boxes and stuff if you ordered it on cable. I remember watching
that. I wasn't going to mention that, man.
Well, okay, 40 years has passed. I think we could all say we used cheater boxes. All right, this match, they got, let's see, who's in this Battle Royal? On Andrade, Ricochet, Chad Gable, Bronson Reed, Shinsuke Nakamura, Almost, Apollo Crews, JD McDonagh, Otis, Akira Tozawa, Ivar, the Creed Brothers, Julius and Brutus, Cedric Alexander, Ashani Adonis, Elton Prince, Kit Wilson, Cameron Grimes, Sangrad Veer, and I heard that Bron Breakker was going to be in this thing.
I think he's going to be part of it because the names that you named off are mixed with the NXT guys and the main rosters. So a lot of big names in. Of course, you know, if you're looking at the stats and everything, favor Almost.
Yeah.
Because of his height and his strength, but he's no Andre the Giant.
They've had one of the Usos win before, and he wasn't a big guy, so it doesn't always have to be the big guys.
Right, and Baron Corbin won in the past, but if Bron Breakker wins, that would be my guy.
But if he's not,
I gotta have a backup.
Okay, that's me too, because I picked Bron Breakker too, but let's give our backups.
All right, so for the backup, I would go with Chad Gable.
Ah.
He's quick. He's a mat technician. He can do everything off the top ropes. And he's a little stocky badass.
If he wins the Battle Royal, then he could, and then say like Sami Zayn loses, he can say, well, I did it. How come I didn't get the shot and I won the Battle Royal? I won my WrestleMania match, you know, to his friend. My backup win, besides if Braun's not it, is that Almost guy.
Oh, okay. Giant. So you are going with the big guy.
Yeah.
He is 7'4".
Yeah. Easy but target.
He's got some thin legs, then you could sweep him out from under him.
All right. Now that's done. Let's get this quick going here. Next night is Russ Adnan, the Hall of Fame on tonight, and then WrestleMania Night 1. First match, Night 1, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch for the Rhea Ripley's the women's champion. I'm going to say Rhea Ripley wins.
I got to agree with that, even though Becky has been doing marvelous things lately, but Rhea's just awesome.
Yeah. Now, who do you have for... the next one is the, six tag team match, ladder match or whatever. It's going to be Judgment Day, Balor and Priest versus Gargano and Ciampa. This DIY awesome truth or whatever.
Yeah.
Miz and the Truth.
The Miz.
New Day, Kingston and Woods, Theory and Waller. I can't remember their names. And Dunn and Bate.
Who
do you got with those six tag teams? Now, here's the thing. Is there both sets of tag team belts like SmackDown and Raw? Are they both going to be hanging?
I think this is going to be the night that the belts get split. One person from each team is going to grab a belt.
That's what I was thinking, too. That was my first pick, too.
You know, there's been a heavy feud between R-Truth and the tag champs, Judgment Day.
Yeah.
So what better way to, like, shove it back in their face that, like I was part of you guys and you didn't want me and The Miz is awesome. Oh, go figure. Oh, so I think they're going to grab one of the belts.
Okay.
And I think DIY is going to be on the other belt.
Oh my dude, it's like you freaking are like inside my brain. That is exactly what I picked. I picked R-Truth is going to grab one belt and then like Ciampa or something is going to grab the other.
All right, so we're on the same sheet of music here. We got a good vibe going.
It's going to be the split belts. All right. And folks, we ruled last time we did predictions with Royal Rumble.
Right.
And everybody was shocked at how correct there. So we're telling you this is what's going to happen. Trust us. And next match.
Between you and I on the Rumble, we guessed it all right.
Next match is Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Santo Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. Father and son split on both teams. I'm going to have to say, where's my predictions? Oh, there we are.
This is 2 years in a row we got Dominic versus Rey.
Yeah.
And I think they're just putting them in a match just to beat. Part of WrestleMania.
What was last year? Dominic versus Rey or no?
Yeah.
Who won?
Rey.
Okay. I'm going to say Rey and Dragon Lee win this year.
Lee to keep Dominic's villainous ways. I think he's going to take it.
Ooh, here we go. Now we're splitting hairs.
And now.
Okay. Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. The battle of the brothers. Who you got?
I hate to say it.
Yeah.
But I think Jimmy's taking it with help from... With help from the bloodlines.
I'm going to say Jay wins it. And that'll like make Roman mad. Because Jimmy's with Roman, right?
Right.
Okay, wait, let me switch it. All right. I think Jimmy's winning it then. Switching it.
You got the loose cannons solo. He's going to probably be out there with Jimmy. And so it'll be 2-on-1 because the other two that got Jay's back are in the main event. They're not going to be paying attention to this match.
I'll let you know my reasoning later when we finish all our predictions. Okay. Now the next one is the six woman tag. It's Bianca, Jade, and Naomi versus Dakota, Asuka, and Kairi.
You know, I really believe that they're going to be pushing Jade Cargill.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the kind of like the messed up damage control. I like the damage control. I like Dakota Kai. I like Asuka and I like Kairi.
Yeah.
They are a well-oiled machine, whereas these other three are just getting thrown together. I think they're going to put Jade Cargill over.
That's what I say, too. Bianca, Jade, and Naomi. Because if you're going to have Jade be this monster, why would you ever lose in a WrestleMania match, given it's a tag, it's a six tag? But all right, we're both the same on that. Jade's team's going to win. Okay, next one is the Intercontinental Championship match. Gunther, the champion, versus Sami Zayn.
Gunther takes it.
Yep. I see him just keep steamrolling over everybody and everything.
But Sami, he's good, but the fans aren't that behind him anymore. That was last year.
Yeah. Okay, this is
he was fighting the bloodline.
Yeah, and he seems like he got that match real quick. It wasn't a long, like, I'm going to fight him. So it seems like it's, and then who knows if Gable's going to come down after, you know, and distract Sammy or purposely make Sammy not win or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. This is the one. This one's been digging at me out, trying to real figure it out. It's The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody and Seth. If The Rock and Reigns win on night two, then it's going to be the title match the next night. Night two will be under bloodline rules,
which is a no DQ.
Yeah.
And that means that The Rock could be the ref. They said Solo's going to sing the national anthem.
And if Cody and Seth win, all bloodlines are barred from the ringside at night two title match.
You know, the stipulations are great.
Yeah.
I played the match twice. I let the computer do it, so I'll say Molly, this is her prediction.
Okay.
And then I'll give mine. But for Molly, it is going to be Cody and Seth. She did it twice, and each time was their favor.
Wow. I forgot the other. I forgot Molly for the other ones.
Well,
okay.
And for my prediction, okay. I think the Bloodline's taking it.
Oh, Scott. And people are going to be really disappointed because I'm going to say Rocket Reigns wins. Well, just like you.
Yeah. The reason why is because if Cody wins the second night, it'll mean that much more that he took all this garbage. He stood tall. So I say Bloodline.
Okay.
Somebody is going to screw somebody in that main event.
Yeah, this is going to be
either going to be, I think, Seth turning on Cody, or it's going to be The Rock turning on Roman, or it's going to be Solo turning on Roman.
Ah, I had something else written down. Never mind. Okay. Now the next night, night two, Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. I'm going to say, I got a big what's going to happen thing. Okay, ready? Here you go. Mm-hmm. Here's my prediction. I got Seth beating Drew because he's like dying, almost beaten up, dying. He beats Drew somehow because Punk interferes. Punk interferes, either distracts Drew or does something to Drew to where Drew loses and Seth wins. Everybody's pissed off. People are like going crazy and shocked that Punk would do it. And then all of a sudden, in the distraction, here comes Damian Priest with the briefcase. He cashes in on Seth and wins the championship from Seth right there because of all the Punk interference. And then Seth is dead from the match, and here comes the cash in, and he gets it and wins the title right there. And then that sparks Punk and Drew at the next pay-per-view. The feud between them drifts off that way, and then Seth could take a break while Damien gets the cash in.
I'm almost with you. The thing is, because CM Punk's going to be at the commentator's table,
yeah,
he legit hates Drew and legit hates Seth,
yeah,
but he hates Drew even more,
so yeah,
he will cause a distraction.
Yeah.
I think Seth will win. Yeah, I could see Damian Priest running down and cashing in.
Because you got to use that cash in sometime.
It's been a year.
Yeah, and it's running out of time. And because the Bloodline is all on night one. The Bloodline have no matches for night two, so they have to be involved in night two. So this is when Damian comes and catch. He can't cash in on Roman in that.
Right.
This is the only title he's really going to cash in on, and this is the opening.
So you think down the road it's going to be, because eventually Punk's getting the belt. So is he going to be taking it from Damian Priest, or is he going to be taking it from someone that's more formidable? Like, or would it mean more if Punk took it away from Drew? Or Punk taking it away from Seth?
Because you got a lot of to play with there, and meantime, Punk can heal up, and will he be ready by that Clash at the Castle in Scotland? Because that's where they already have the poster, and Drew is on the poster, and so is Cody and one of the Usos.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if Drew is going to be fighting Punk there or not, but I don't know how long he's going to be out. He might have to just sit out or just be pissed off until Punk gets back, and then he can fight him, get revenge.
Right, that'll be the first match of Drew and Punk.
And then Seth could heal up and take the title from Priest, like you said, or whatever. But who's your predictions?
I say Seth takes that belt.
Okay. And next match is Lashley, Dawkins, and Ford, the Street Profits, versus Karrion Kross, Cam, and Rezzer. What are those guys? I can't remember their names.
Authors of Pain.
Authors of Pain. In a Philly six-man street fight.
This match is a bathroom break match.
Come on.
No, seriously. I mean, the Street Profits haven't done anything in over a year.
No.
Lashley's always getting hurt.
Finally just got their name, the Pride or whatever. They just finally got it after being tagged for how long, so you knew they weren't planned on being together.
Hakuna Matata. And then you got Karrion Kross, who hasn't been anything since TNA Impact Wrestling.
Yeah.
And and the Authors of Pain, even though Paul Ellering's going to be in the corner.
They haven't been taken seriously. They've been released and brought back and ugh.
Right. But I like Scarlet, so I'm going with Scarlet.
Scarlet's going to win?
Yeah, yes, it's going to be her that causes them to win.
So you got Karrion Kross and them. Okay, I'm gonna take Lashley and Dawkins and the Street Profits.
Okay,
the good guys and a feel good kind of thing, I guess. Okay, next match: LA Knight versus AJ Styles, and I'm gonna have to go LA Knight win.
I gotta go with LA Knight because if they let him lose, if he loses. I mean, they just built him up to where he was the huge crowd favorite, but now it's just like half the crowd's cheering for him. You know what I mean?
This has got to launch him into the rest after this to go for like the Intercontinental title or U.S. or something big. He has to get a title after this.
And AJ is on his way out. You know, he's already talking about retirement, so he wants to go home and be with his family, all 12 of them. And I think LA Knight, man.
All right, next match is the U.S. title, Logan Paul, the champion, versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens.
Who's you got? Another thrown together match, but I'm going Logan.
Yeah, I'm going Logan too, because he's had the belt for a little bit, but it's still, they like how much attention he's getting on his show and everything and being a social media guy. And Randy and Kevin don't need the title, really.
Right. I mean, it would be good for Randy to, you know, get one more title run.
Yeah.
But Kevin Owens, no.
Okay. The women's championship match, we have Io Sky, the champion, versus Bayley, the Royal Rumble winner. I'm going to go with Bayley winning the championship.
I agree, Bayley. But Molly just finished that match.
Yeah.
And she's going Io Sky.
Uh-oh. Molly, how dare you go against us? Did you pick all the matches with the Molly pick or no, just those?
I only picked the ones that with the players that were actually in the game.
Okay.
So there's like Jade Cargill and all that's not in the game.
All right.
Yeah. So I got a couple of them.
All right.
And of course, our guy had to throw in his predictions too, Keith.
Oh, Keith, what does he have? We still got one more match, but.
Yep.
All right. You want to give his predictions first or?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Here is the final match, the match everyone's waited for. Roman Reigns, the undisputed Universal Champion, versus Cody Rhodes. And the stipulations from the night before will take effect either the no bloodline at ringside or bloodline rules.
And
going off what I said earlier with the bloodlines winning, I'm going to say that Roman Reigns wins the match and holds on to the title that night. And Cody Rhodes is just defeated. And the fans are like ripping up the seats and losing their mind in Philly. And then someone will throw another rubber chicken in the ring and Cody will be crying.
All right. So for this one, because he just signed a new multi-year contract.
Yeah.
Cody did. And Roman's already talking about being on his way out also.
Okay.
So I see Cody winning the belt.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be The Rock helping.
Ooh, Rock help. Well, I could see that. He gets fed up or something from the night before or something and it carries over. Is that what you're saying?
Right. And he's because he's the final boss. Or if he helps Roman, he'll get Cody disqualified. He'll get Roman disqualified where Cody loses, you know, wins, but don't get the belt.
Yeah. You know, yeah, that's so what it could be anything. That's what I'm saying.
Here's what it is. I think you're going to get some famous Philadelphia screw job tomorrow. If The Rock is the referee.
Yeah.
And Roman puts on a move on Cody. Rock hurries up and rings the bell like they did Sean and Brett.
Yeah, that could.
I think we're going to get that all over again.
But you still say Cody wins, though.
Correct.
Okay. So the reason I say that Roman's going to win, it's the whole, like what Heyman said, this is all part of the thing. And I know that they want Hulk Hogan's championship, like longest champion. They want that beat. And Roman is almost...
He ties with Hogan on Saturday.
No, he it's not till the... He's still got all the way till September.
Oh, see, Heyman, I thought Heyman said on night one of WrestleMania, he ties with Hogan. So no, if he...
Unless they're rewriting history. Well, they've done it before. But I still say that it's not till September, and that way by around September, October, when Roman beats it, that's when they'll let Cody somehow build back up for the final third strike trying to get it. Because why would you let Roman keep this title so long and not beat Hogan's record? It's pointless to end it right now. There was a mission to beat Hogan's record. Albeit it was probably Vince's record.
Right.
What's wrong?
No, I was looking, I was Googling, because I could have swore that they said that on night one he ties with Hogan.
No, I saw it. Because at Royal Rumble, he still needed 230 days to beat. He was at 1474, I think. Or no, Hogan's record is 1474. And Reigns only had it at Royal Rumble time, 1244. So he still had to get all the way till September 13th to beat it. And then the next pay-per-view would probably be No Mercy in October or something. But still, even if it's close, he's got to beat that record. I mean, that's what I say. I haven't gone against the bloodline. I
defended it 46 times. You've been right. You have been 100% right when it comes to the bloodline.
And remember when Daniel Bryan was going for the championship and Triple H and them were all holding it back from him and the fans were frothing at the mouth every pay-per-view? This is WrestleMania. He has to win it. And he didn't. And everybody's losing their minds. I think this would get people so angry and media attention that if you let the bloodline, and that's what going back to the brothers fighting the Usos, it's going to be all bloodline this WrestleMania. Bloodline win everything and everybody's going to be pissed off. Because the Cody finishing his story doesn't say he wins at WrestleMania. The story is just to get the title. And if it's just to get the title, then he can get it anytime.
Or they could pull a Dusty. He wins the belt and they're take it away 2 minutes later.
That's how Dusty would have done it.
So Keith says he predicts Rock and Roman will win, but Cody beats Roman and The Rock is involved somehow.
Ooh.
So that was night one and night two. He says Rhea Ripley wins in a very underwhelming way. So barely. He said that the triple threat will probably be the best match at WrestleMania this year.
With the Logan Paul.
And yeah.
Oh my God.
And he sees Logan Paul winning.
That could be a sleeper.
He thinks Gunther's going to squash Sammy. LA Knight goes over.
Yeah.
And like you said, Priest attempts to cash in on Rollins.
Yeah. Because didn't Rollins get hurt or he came back from injury and everybody was kept saying he's broken and stuff, or he's the fighting broken champion or something.
Well, Monday night he wrestled his first match for the whole year. He's been on rehab on his leg.
Okay.
And he had to wear a brace and he hasn't wrestled all this year except Monday. And he went bloodline rules against Solo.
see, everybody's limping to WrestleMania and some of these guys need a break, and you got to start rotating everybody around, and this is the best time to do it.
Right.
Because you got Randy
Orton. Big enough.
Yeah, you could have Orton do jump in on something with a feud with somebody. I mean.
Right. Here's my ultimate prediction.
Uh-oh.
Not a match, but something's going to happen at WrestleMania. And I really believe this, but I think you're going to see the new incarnation of the Wyatt family showing up.
Oh, really?
The reason why I say this, did you see the Bray Wyatt documentary?
No, where was it?
It's on Peacock.
I will look.
It just came out Monday night after Raw. Oh,
okay.
But the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's all a game changer, dude. It's so they showed Bray's kids running through the park, you know, like, and the credits were going, all of a sudden the screen just started flashing again, like getting messed up and flipping, and then the picture stops on the lantern and it's off. Yeah. So as the camera zooms into the lantern, the lighter starts sparking and then it kicks on. Wow. And then it pulls back and Captain Howdy is standing there with the lantern. And the only people really on this documentary was Alexa Bliss, who's been off for over a year.
Okay.
Braun Strowman, who's been out almost a whole year.
Yeah.
Eric Rowan just keeps showing up for the 10 count bell. So I think we're going to see a whole new Wyatt family, but because Bray had all this stuff written down and only Bo Dallas, his brother, and Triple H know what's going on. And
that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
But watch that documentary. It's 2 hours and 2 minutes long. But man, it gets your tearjerker going, man.
Yeah. My prediction for a bonus prediction will be that at least 2 rubber chickens will be thrown in the ring at Cody when he loses.
I think if Cody loses, we're going to see Philadelphia burn.
And what better place? You've heard how Philly fans, you and me know from the 70s and 80s, how crazy they are. They're going to start ripping that place up. And it's going to be just what Triple H and them want. It's
already town now anyway.
Yeah, everybody's going to be like, oh, this is going to be in the news, you know. All right, I think that's it. That's the WrestleMania predictions, folks. Be assured that we got most of it right.
Something. We got at least half.
Yeah.
I'm going with half.
It is exciting. It's a new change in WWE. I mean, start watching, everybody. It's real cool.